What's going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with my wonderful co-host, CW.
I'm here.
And today we have the pleasure to, have someone on I've known for, I'm going to say a long time, but I'm not going to say how long. And I've seen them, they had left the industry for a while, and now they're back doing an OnlyFans right now. I don't know how far, they're gonna, do whatever just yet, but we're gonna find out today. And like, this person has been nominated many a times across the board for, her multiple talents across multiple agencies and everything like that. Without further ado, we have Miss Ashley O'Brien.
Hey,
Hey.
what's up?
So Miss Orion, since like you are making a comeback, like what made you come back into this horrible industry, this fun industry of yours?
Wait. Well, I'm not like fully back into the real industry, but I've been seeing people making OnlyFans for a while, and I just thought, what? I want to do that. I want to make an OnlyFans. And so, like, for several years, I've been thinking about it, and I finally got the courage and guts to do it. So I did just a few days ago.
So
All
how
right.
like so how like how far do you plan on dwelling into, the craziness compared to, the craziness you did in the past? Because I've seen what you produced, like what you're a part
Oh,
of in the past,
man.
compared to, what's your plans for the stuff in the future?
Probably like I don't know, I'm thinking maybe I'll do some like real companies like Grow Girls, or I think it would be fun to be like a MILF for a housewife now, like
It's crazy.
maybe
It's
do
crazy
some housewife scenes.
because when you left, you were still doing teen, and
Yeah,
now,
I'm not a teen anymore.
but you still look really, really, really young. So
Oh, well, thanks. I don't know if I look young in this. I'm using an iPad right now, and it's just not very
No,
cute.
no, you do not look old, my friend.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I would.
I
I
haven't
would.
gotten any Botox or anything yet, but
It's not needed.
one day,
You don't. Well,
soon.
you don't need it right now. You aren't that old. You just.
Maybe
My,
when I'm in like my 40s, because I'm 35 right now, so.
I am 40.
Oh
So you just told me I need to get Botox. Okay.
Yeah,
Point.
maybe the
Point.
40s.
No,
Yeah.
no, no, no. Point taken. I just see now that I have to get Botox, and I'm gonna tweet that out there. Ashley O'Brien just confirmed that Rawstar needs to get Botox.
No,
It's
he needs Botox.
it's
I'm scared to get Botox because it's like the most toxic chemical known to man. So I don't know if I really want to put that in my body. I don't want you to put it in your body
the
either.
only thing I can think of is like it's gonna give me a permanent smile. And I don't like to be around some of these people that, and I'm gonna be smiling around some of these people like, no, it doesn't feel it doesn't feel right. I don't know about CW or not. Like
What?
if you're gonna get Botox one day, if you feel that it's necessary.
Don't
I
even need to
mean,
get
it helps with
it.
wrinkles, like if you have a lot of forehead wrinkles, crow's feet. I have a client, she gets it in the top of her head and it helps relieve her migraines.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not all bad. I mean, you are injecting food poisoning into your face and your head, because that's, Botox is botulism, so.
Yeah. So
But
crazy.
hey, beauty is
I know.
yeah. Well, I mean, that's the what they call it, the trials
I
and
start looking
tribulations.
really old one day, I might. Yeah.
I already look old. I already feel twice my
Maybe it's
age.
time to get
I
little.
think I'll just do like guilt porn or something.
Say what?
Guilt.
I don't even know what that
Grandma.
is.
Grandma porn.
Okay.
I will say this. When it comes to grandma porn, I don't know. It's like as a certain age, like you can tell that they look probably in their 70s, 60s, and it's like, grandma, grandma, grandma.
Grandma, why are you doing that?
I'll say this, Rostar. So when you get 60 and 70, are you not gonna sleep with 60 and 70 year olds?
Okay, I don't know if you are.
I plan on still being. Yeah. I still plan on being fucking.
I'm just saying. I don't know if you watched the Chris Rock special, but he said like he tries to date somebody 10 to 15 years younger than him. So if I'm in my 60s, I would still be looking for a 40 year old. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Fancy.
Yeah, okay. I thought I'd be married with somebody like around my age then. Okay.
I mean, that's what he said. He said I'm not looking to marry somebody around his age. Give him 10 or 15 years younger. I mean, I'm 40 and I'm single, so.
Okay. I guess 25-year-olds, you better watch out for Rostar right now.
Yeah. He's coming for you.
Exactly. If you're in your 30s, you don't have to worry. You don't want you no more.
I mean 30 is not that bad. I don't mind 30-year-old, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not gonna go if I'm still single in my 60s, I'm not gonna be looking for somebody in their 60s. Cause they got a broken hip, I got a broken hip, and we're just sitting there trying to have sex with broken hips, and we're gonna have to call 911 and have to call the ambulance.
Because... You make 60 sound so old, like you just ain't functioning no more. Like we all wearing diapers at 60.
I mean, that's the new 60. Where we're going. So
I feel like when I see 35-year-olds now, I'm like, oh, they look young. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's because you are old. So I feel like when you're 60, I'll be looking at 60-year-olds like, oh, they look nice.
Oh, yeah, you aged okay. Yeah. You almost died at 60.
Yeah. Give me some of that D.
If they can still make it work.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There's
right?
plenty of stuff you can get. You can get an implant. You can get pills.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
what all the porn stars do.
I mean, yeah, because you know, they just overuse it, and so it's like I need my little, like, I can't lie, I got a whole bunch in my living room right now.
they abuse them. I got a bunch in my living room though.
Yeah, I have hundreds and fifties. Like, I'm not going to, wow. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. Yeah.
Hundreds and fifties.
Yeah, the hundred pills and the 50 pills. You gotta make sure you're ready for all accounts. Yeah. It's yeah, I'm not gonna talk about what happened yesterday, but yeah, it was needed. Anywho.
It was needed. All right, Rostar. Okay.
No.
Good for you.
So Miss Orion. So you've been gone for a while. Like, do you have any stories about, you know, the past stuff that, and the craziness that you got into in the past? That,
oh my gosh, it was a crazy life.
Oh, do tell.
You know, I left the industry because I was just living like, I was living like a rock star, like porn star lifestyle, like doing a lot of drugs and having a lot of sex. And I just knew that, you know, if I kept on going in that trajectory, then I might die. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you're still here.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I was addicted to Xanax. And I used to take like so much Xanax, and I just needed to get out of porn and get my life together. So I did. But yeah, it was a crazy life. I don't know. I don't know if I could ever go back to that. But I would definitely, I'll like, when I, if I do like real porn again, I'm gonna do it responsibly, like as an elderly lady.
I mean, like, it's good that you did get out, so you could, you know, get your life back into the order that you wanted to go. But you're not an elderly lady yet. They might put you in the MILF category just because everybody knows you've been around.
Well, I have boobs now too, so
yeah, I see.
That's gonna be my category now.
You know what?
Kendo moved all those years ago.
Yeah, I was talking to someone the other day because, like, when I was going through your pictures, whatever, and I said I had to, like, make sure it was really you. And I'm like, and one thing that made it seem like it was because, like, I'm like, she has boobs now. And I forget.
Oh, yeah, I
forget. Old pictures. You know, I'm not breast shaming, but yeah, you were small, and I'm like, she has breasts now. That probably is her. And then I saw your verification video. I'm like, that is definitely her. Okay,
yeah, it's me. Yeah, if it was like an old fake catfish picture, there would be no boobs.
Well,
these are pretty new. These are my new babies.
I'm seeing this. Like, how new are they? Like, how many? This year, last year.
Almost like 3 years. So okay. They're still young.
Oh, so you got them during the pandemic. That was your pandemic gift to yourself.
Yeah, I did. They were my 2020 boots.
It was like, you know, everybody's out here. We can't go anywhere. We have no bread and have no toilet paper. Let me go get some boobs.
The plastic surgeon was open, so.
Let me go get some boobs, you know, so I can make my own milk.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one big thing though too. When it comes to like MILF performers, it seems like all of them get boob jobs when they become a MILF. And I don't know if you see that, but it's like almost all the time. Like, you know, just randomly they come out of nowhere and they have a whole bunch of boobs. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay. We're jumping full force into the MILF category now.
Yeah, like when I got them, I didn't think I was gonna do porn again. Otherwise, I would have gotten them bigger. But
I mean, it's all about, you know, like body positivity. You know, you wanted them for you, so
yeah, it's so fun to have boobs. I love boobs. I've always loved boobs, and now I have some.
Like, how big would have went if you know you're going to.
Well, okay, actually, I think this was as big as the doctor could have let me have because I had such small boobs before. But I mean, maybe I would have said, like, make them look like porn boobs, but I don't know. Because I just said, like, make them look as big as you can, but natural. But maybe I would have said, like, I want melons.
When you said you want to look natural, that's the biggest they can make it because I've seen people come out here out of nowhere and they had really small breasts and then out of nowhere they are 46K and it's like you just did a heck of a jump, you know. And it looks like
you're not supposed to do that is what I learned.
I mean, people really want
to. I'm like how did that skin's about to break?
Yeah.
Like holding on for their life. Like, oh my god, it's like, it's yeah. I can fit my whole body in between your breasts, and I'm not touching your in between.
Oh my god.
Like it would just feel weird to try to, you know, excuse my friend, but try to titty fuck titty.
Wow. How long has it been since you cursed Rawstar? Welcome back.
You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, no, we can say all the words. But Rawstar says he doesn't curse, but he just said fuck on camera, on the podcast. I guess you're going to have to, what, how many years has it been? I guess you got to start all over again.
Aww. Am I allowed to say titty fuck?
You can say whatever you want.
I have had so much fun titty fuck.
You can say whatever you want, but you notice as soon as I said it, I just paused all the way because I was, oh my god. I haven't cursed since 2019.
Oh my gosh, no way.
And I just cussed.
That's bad.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're no longer a mouth virgin. You're no longer a burn again mouth virgin.
And you wonder what's so sad? The last time I did curse was March 2019.
Wow, it's really wow. So this is really serious.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
I'm going to go back now.
You're not going to say titty fuck.
you can say whatever you want to. Personally, I just didn't curse because I don't curse and drink, and yeah, and trying to talk about having sex with titties, I just said the F word. Oh my god! You need to reset this day. I already bust my behind in my garage. So I think I broke my mop bucket. Now I'm looking at her titties, and I think I scraped my arm.
I just really like my boobs. I love having
I can tell. But I think that was a big benefit. You coming back, you're like, oh, I got boobs now. Everybody can see them. Everybody can see them. Sorry, but let me backtrack a little bit. But yeah, now you're no longer doing what you're doing when you were actually in the industry, like doing the craziness stuff. But
no, I'm super boring. I don't do anything. I just cook and clean.
I don't. I will never believe that you can be boring. I mean, you probably have gotten more reserved as time has aged on, but I don't think you can ever be boring, because we've had so anybody out there, some of y'all might remember this thing called Tiny Chat, and she used to be on there all the time, just talking about whatever. And this is after she left the industry, but she wasn't out of the industry just yet. And some of the stuff that I've heard and on those calls, whatever, proves that, no matter what she does from henceforth, she can never be boring.
Oh, you're so sweet.
like this. So, and it has to be said at some point. So when I told CW you were coming on, the very first thing he said was, the one that had that Lisa Ann story. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, man. Should we talk about it?
We can talk about whatever. Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want.
I feel like now, like, I was just like an immature 20-something-year-old who, like, I was just having fun, and she's just not like that fun of a person. I don't know. She was very mature and like professional, and I wasn't very respectful to her. And I think, looking back, I should have like just let her be the star, like let her do her thing. Don't be annoying. But yeah, I was just being a goofball, and she wasn't very goofy and into it.
I've heard this story before, and I think at the time she was still in the wrong, because at the end of the day, like you as you said, we are all whores on set.
I don't know. I was just being a goofy person, me. And like, she's really serious, and I should have just been calm about it. I don't know. I wish she wouldn't have kicked me off set. I don't think I ever worked for Naughty America again.
Oh, well, because of her.
It was not even bad. Like, I didn't even do anything bad. I was just being silly. But
Well, because back then she was in control of everything.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it. Like,
if you came back now, they would probably book you a lot of stuff now. So
I can do all the MILF stuff.
Yeah,
now.
time pushes everything out. So, and I don't think. Yeah, I mean,
we're in a different place and stuff. But I guess I would say sorry now. Like, just sorry that I was an immature little brat.
They can say it like, don't say sorry to
me. No, I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe whatever.
I mean, like,
maybe I'm still a goofball. I probably would have still done the same thing.
Yeah, you were younger, but you're still a human, And if you're not treated as such, then they don't deserve to be treated better,
Yeah, I mean, I'm always nice to everybody, like, but unless you're mean, if you're mean to me, I'm not gonna be nice. I don't know.
I don't even think I was mean. I don't even really remember, but.
See,
no, like, I mean, people take things personally that aren't meant to be taken personally. And it looks like she took things personally that weren't meant to be taken personally. And, well, you know, you can't control somebody's reaction. You know, only people can do is control people's reactions. And
well, yeah, exactly.
The thing is, like, I feel there's a lot of people who are older in this industry, has been around for forever. And then there's some people who get sudden fame and let it go straight to their head because, you know, like at the time, like, you know, she wasn't really that known until she did that entire Nayland Palin thing. And then out of nowhere, like, everybody knows who she is. And if she didn't have that, she wouldn't be whatever. And then, you know, people don't want anybody to take their spot because even though there are, like, back then, it was more so limited about who was in and out the industry. Now everybody, their mama got an OnlyFans. So,
oh yeah, I know.
And their grandmother, you know. And so
I'm about to be doing naked workouts pretty soon. I gotta get some of this money. I gotta give me a piece of the cash.
Well, that's how I felt. Like, I see people, I was like scrolling Instagram. I see like some really like, I don't know. I don't want to say it. Like some really disgusting people who are like, I'm making $20 for, I have 1,000 followers at $20 a month. They're like, what?
OnlyFans, like,
I
really
do that.
There are some, like, and I'm not going to kink chain with anybody that likes, you know, like, but
right, seen, like everyone has their own thing.
And I'm seeing some people on there that I just don't get. You know, and then then because I don't understand some kinks myself, like I see people who just have accounts just based on those kinks, and it's like, that is weird.
There's a lot of weird stuff out there,
and like
a lot.
So I was talking to someone yesterday because like
armpits, a page full of armpits.
Yeah.
Hey. I know like, some people who like just armpits.
How can you find this sexy? Like someone like.
Hey, you
to
know,
each their own.
yeah,
you might have some. It could be Freudian. You might have just there might have been a bunch of stinky armpits when you were young, stinky hairy ones. So now you like a smooth, you think nice smelling looking one. That's how I feel about feet. I saw ugly feet when I was young, and now I really love pretty feet.
You have a severe foot fetish.
I don't have a severe foot fetish. Okay, I like feet. I'm not obsessing about feet.
Feet are like sensual.
I have a foot phobia, so it's kind of like yin and yang.
Yeah, I just like, I appreciate the care someone puts into their own feet.
Like a nice good pedicure.
Yes, nice. Exactly.
Feet petrify me.
He hates feet so much, he would be totally good with a woman being like double foot amputee.
Hey, there's amputee fetish too.
Hey,
there's amputee fetish. There's
scat fetishes.
There's like I don't get it sometimes. Hey,
I heard people are farting in jars. I want to know where I can get a piece of that.
I'm gonna take this. I'm not gonna say their name, but like
a lot of people love the fart videos.
I didn't know that was a thing until 2018, and a friend of mine like. When she was doing her stuff by herself, all she was doing was fart videos. I do not understand.
Fart that much.
I don't know what they did to do it, but like it was like a 15-minute video, and all they're doing the entire time is passing gas.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like,
you probably have to like enema some air into your butt or something.
No, they were just sitting there like the entire time, just checking it. Like, and like one of his most popular videos we had our YouTube was a dude talking about in there about him just farting on somebody, and then he asked the person like what would happen if I accidentally, you know, let out something, you know, from trying to fart so much, and the person said they'll pay him extra. I just don't get. Like, yeah, that look you just made, same look I made. That means something is coming out of the butt.
Extra money. Oh, that's what's coming out. Extra money.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, some people and their kinks. There's so much. Today I got on Sex Panther today, and somebody was like telling me that they wear an adult diaper and they have their little chastity on their dick, and they wanted me to be mean to them, but I'm so bad at being mean. I was like, sorry, I think I would want to help you get out of diapers.
Yeah. You like, sure I'm not you're the girl okay for that? You. No.
Yeah. Like, let's teach you how to use the potty, honey.
I want you to be mean to me and say I messed yeah. myself. Let's clean you up, babe. Let's clean you
like
up.
Like, how, like, what happens in your life for you to become like that? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's what I wanted to very... ask. I probably should go back and ask him. So, I didn't want to bring back trauma, though.
So what's
my mother never paid attention to me unless I shat myself.
You know what? That's probably why.
That's probably why it's something like that. Something like
but the fact that they got a chastity belt on too, it's kind of like you got a chastity belt. Like, and those things are steel, or you know, made of steel. So you like wearing that, and you're in a diaper.
Being in a diaper, do you know how like it just feels so and stinky?
It just
and...
feels so uncomfortable. And
yeah,
and you know, it's like who's changing your diaper?
Yeah,
because like yeah, that's I don't know, but then again, like my home is known to have everything known to man, and I do have I've had someone in my house before who didn't have stuff, and so I had bought them some diapers so they can have their period. So
and they actually so now that's some diapers. I was wondering what the fuck them diapers were there for. I was like, why he got everything under the sun and some diapers?
Yeah. So
yeah. So I mean, I've worn adult diapers. After you have kids, you have to wear diapers.
Oh yeah,
see. See, but that makes yeah. sense. But it was just like since everybody like comes to my home and they see the most random things for no reason.
Oh, so you had just diapers.
And it's just like yeah, because he just said like he never went like understood why I just have diapers in one of my closet and their adult female diapers, and they're just there in my closet for like no reason, and I think only one or two are missing, and it's like. What are you
into? You want to wear the diapers?
No, I do not want to wear. Like I'm a, like I have my fetishes and stuff that I'm into, but diaper play, kid play, I never could get into, just because like I would feel wrong.
Yeah,
I can't even watch somebody who looks too young, because like I'm like that's
just... Yeah, no, now that I'm old and I see these new girls coming in, like, oh my gosh, they look like a little baby.
Yeah, it'd be bad. I'd be like, come on, bro, she got braces and she got like a little boy body.
Yeah.
And y'all like, everyone... yeah, and then she's got like pigtails. And I'm like, this is too much. Y'all really pushing it,
yeah,
guys.
There's a friend of mine, no names, but they look like they're 15. And the kind of, like when me and this person first met, I thought they were their boyfriend's daughter. And yeah, and me and them had a conversation later that day, and I told them that just so like via the conversation we were having, because they said themselves that people think that they are like 15, 16 years old. And they're like 24, but they look like, you know, they're really prepubescent. And it's like, I understand why you sell, but the reason why you're selling is not a good reason, but I'm glad that it exists, because that person would go out and do things for like to get what you're looking at, you know?
Right, like I used to do that kind of porn when I first got into the business.
Yeah, but at least
you. I just turned 18.
But at least you looked yeah, like, looked 18. You know, at least.
Yeah, like, no, some of the girls look like super yeah, young.
Like so, like,
that's
like,
the crazy thing to me about those things. Like I look 18, but it's like, at 18, you're trying to look like an adult in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm 18, but I'm trying to look like I'm damn near 30. I don't want to look young until I'm old.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so everyone's into different stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, because I do it. Yeah.
I'm always like, if I look at any of your scenes, I'm looking for the head makeup where it's like looking like an adult. Cause the teeny bopper stuff.
I'm 40 now. I can't be looking at someone.
Whatever you into.
Somebody that was born after I graduated college. So
I know, like 23-year-olds were born in 2000.
Like, yeah. And it's like since you go think about it, you're like, okay, you only got to be 18 to get into the industry. So that means these kids were born in 2005.
No.
So these
kids. That's when I graduated high school.
Yeah. So these kids know nothing about 9/11. Like, they weren't alive during 9/11. They don't know nothing.
Life before the internet.
Yeah, they grew up before like, you know, we had to do the dial up and everything.
Remember when we were young and old people talked like this?
Yes. These young people, I don't know what's going on with them. It's so confusing, so out of control.
With their internets and their in their baggy clothes.
Yeah, I remember when there was no internet.
Yes.
Do you guys remember Napster?
I remember Napster.
Yeah.
I remember Napster.
Yeah. Morpheus. Like, yeah, I just downloaded it, like, damn. It was
Napster, Morpheus, LimeWire.
Kazaa.
Kazaa.
BearShare.
BearShare, yeah.
Wow. Yes.
It's destroying my parents' computers. Yeah, destroying my computer.
That's where I got my first porn from.
See, the thing is,
that's when I learned how to hide my porn when I started downloading.
See, the thing is,
folder.
Like a little secret.
Back then, when it came to watching porn, though, for me, it was like, because I was too cheap to buy it back then. I used to keep repeating the same, because if they play the trailer shows enough for something.
Oh, yeah.
So we used to joke about, I'm going to knock it out in the porno preview.
Yeah, I've never paid for porn. It was always free for me.
So it was, well, you were in it, though. So it's kind of like,
no, but before it, I just, you know, I'm all about the free ones.
See, the thing is,
I feel like when you start knowing people in the industry, that's when you're like, you know what, I should probably pay for this because people are really, really working for this.
That's sweet of you.
Yeah, and that's what I feel.
But before I was stealing all the porn. I used to like porn. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
you know, people used to make mixtapes. So back in college, in high school, I used to make VHS. Kids don't know what that is anymore. You know, VHS tapes of just random sex thingies, because I had, like, I used to, you know, edit stuff for the library. Ooh,
like compilations of porn.
So I made one compilation and I just dubbed it a few times onto a VHS tape and I sold it.
Oh, wow.
this is me in high school. I've been selling porn since I was in high school.
The little hustler.
Yeah.
It's like the thing is, it's like I've met in person like two of the three of the people that are on those videos, and it's kind of like, how much of your videos I've watched before I met you. And then I see them all the time, and that's another reason why I can't watch a lot of people I know, because like, it's like, once I know like your aspirations in life, like I've met your kids or whatever, it's kind of like,
yeah, it's hard to,
like, I can't get hard to you no more.
It's true.
Unless I'm about to do something sexual to you, no.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Unless they're like a really
awesome person and you're just like, damn, I still want to fuck you.
I mean, no,
I'll
no,
watch your fuck.
Don't get me wrong.
That's
don't
true.
Don't get
That's
me wrong.
A few people are like, I still watch your stuff. I still watch your stuff.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I will still have sex with them. I just feel weird about, you know, just sitting back being like, oh, blah, blah, blah. and a lesbian, I only watch Girl Girl, in a lesbian triangle. Yeah. And it would feel weird, you know, just because I know too much about them. And it sucks. And it sucks because I'm porn affiliated, you know.
Yeah, it's hard for me to watch porn ever since I quit, or ever since I was in porn. Like, I don't know. I just know too much, you know. But you know what? I still can get off to like old school porn, like before my time that I used to like.
So the
people I've never even met. So like
the
I still like
the
porn
from the 1980s when it comes to
'95. You got some Ginger Lynn
they come on with the classic porn stash, and it just looks like it curls up.
Pixelating cut for the next.
Yeah, I like Brianna Banks, Rihanna Love. Who else? Oh,
wow, that's...
Did you guys ever watch Cat House?
Yeah, yes. I watched Cat
I used
House.
To love Isabella Soprano.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I did love her.
But I never met any of them, so I could still.
Yeah, I used to watch Cat House a lot. Yeah, so I used to watch Cat House, and I was like, I wish Air Force Amy would do porn.
Oh, yeah, Air Force Amy. I always wanted to go there
I've met somebody from Cat House.
Really?
So, yes. There's literally a picture of me holding their breast.
That's pretty awesome.
And there's a few pictures of them sitting on my lap.
I knew some girls who went there.
Mika Tan. I know Mika. I knew Mika.
Oh, cool.
So, so there's a few pictures of me doing that, whatever. And she was on Cat House a lot. I did watch a lot of Real Sex.
Oh, yeah. I watched that, too.
So, there's a lot of girls.
Oh, yeah. With the weird fetish people. The pony play.
Oh, yeah.
That's one that I can't understand either. But, some people love it.
I don't get anything with bestiality.
Oh, yeah. I love animals.
So,
it's not just, like that.
It's just, that's a different species.
Yeah, you can't do that. Poor animal.
Like they're only like they only do what they're taught. That's violation. No, the thing is like from real sex, the thing I remember the most, they used to go to these strip clubs and they do those strip club competitions, like the best. And like the thing is, I understand it's a talent now, but back then I didn't get it. And I'm like, okay, how do you really judge a stripper dancing? I know now, but as a child, I never understood it. And I was a child because that was the
90s. No,
it was the 90s. That's when you used to have to, you know, make sure you had a last channel on. So it's exactly. And you look
good. Mm-hmm. You gotta be like, everybody's sleeping this motherfucker.
I remember like the fuzzy channel 99.
Oh, like, that's a titty.
Spice
channel. I see a boob.
It stays still for a second. And you're like, oh, nipple, 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 nipple.
Yeah.
Then it goes. until you got the box that made you see everything, then you realize some of the porn on there is really, really bad. But then you say you don't care because you had a box and you can watch all the porn you want on that station, and you still couldn't watch it because, like, even though you were supposed to be watching whatever is on pay per view on that box, whatever, you would still click forward, make sure no one's looking, you know. And that's,
oh yeah.
And the thing is like. What I find weird now is like back then I used to actually watch porn, like to watch it and not just to get my fancies off. It's actually watched it. I'm like, oh.
Oh yeah, I don't even think I was even like rubbing myself yet. I was just watching it. Like, whoa.
Yeah. When you first start watching, you just watching it like, oh wow, this is crazy.
You watch it like it's a the docu series.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, this is interesting until you get wait, there's something going on downstairs.
Yeah, this docu series is about this woman and her stepdad Bill, and the mother's at work, and the child is being a little bit too loud. He goes up there to punish
her. Okay, that's sounding creepy now. Sound real creepy.
Now we know what you're into.
Real creepy.
I'm just kidding.
I don't watch Boy Girl. I just know storylines.
That was a real creepy setup, Rob.
That was one of the ones I watched. Oh, because back then I watched Boy Girl. Now I don't. Like, I don't like looking at another man's penis. So I physically can't watch it.
Boy, some people love looking at penis and some people don't.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't like watching a porn with it. I mean, there's a lot of times where I've been in a room where people are, you know, pantsless, and you know, it's happens, whatever. But I'm giving the world a little bit too much information. Anyway.
I've been there. I know those crazy days.
There's stories of the past. I've seen more penis in person the last few days than I would care to talk about. And yeah, and it's not something that I want to see. It just happens to be, you know, in my in the vicinity of the events that I'm going to, or in my home. Anyway. So you're coming back in the industry. You say you're mainly going to do, you know, right now just doing a, you know, your own stuff. Is there anybody in particular that you know does, you know, either mainstream or just a whole bunch of OnlyFans stuff that you would like to work with?
You know, Francesca Lay. Yes. She was so nice. She like was showing me how to do OnlyFans and being so nice to me, and she's like, well, let's do some content. So I probably will work with her soon.
Okay.
And do some girl with her.
See? And the type of stuff I watch. Now, is there anybody else out there that you are intrigued, that you have not spoken to yet, that you would say, oh, let me slide to their DMs?
I don't know. Some people have spoken to me. I've never worked with Lexi Luna, and she messaged me and I was like, oh, she's hot. I would work with her. And Nikki Sex, I was DMing with her.
See there, you got a whole bunch of people that wants to be a part of the AR return.
Yeah. No, there was all sorts of people in my DMs like, hey, like a lot of guys who were like, oh, I remember you. Do you want to work with me? But I'm only doing my husband right now. That's it right now.
Do you know what's crazy is that, like, people who knew that me and you spoke on Tiny Chat back then, and they followed me on whatever social media back then, they still until recently, they still used to message me. It was like, hey, when's the last time you talked to Ashley? How's she doing?
Oh.
And I'm like, you know, I speak to her every now and then, you know, but like I'm saying, I'm like, she's happy somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I would come online like every once in a while, like, should I be back as Ashley? And then I'd be like, no, never mind. There's too many weirdos.
There are
quite a few.
But I just found that so interesting that, you know, you were. And this, I've been saying, like, someone messaged me as far as, you know, during the pandemic, asking me, and this is, and you left the industry, I think, what, 2013?
Yeah.
So that was like 7 years.
Well, that's nice that people, I didn't think anybody would even remember me, honestly. I was like, oh, I wonder if I just make a little tweet, anyone will remember me.
And now you have everybody that has been waiting for an AR return. It's like, oh. She's back. She's back.
I've gotten so much love. I'm so excited. Sorry. I have a cold right now.
I'm sorry. Get bad. Colds aren't great.
It's okay. I have kids. Kids are always sick.
Well, yeah. Now you're germs. Like you are actually a myth. A myth. A myth.
Yeah, I'm a mom now. Isn't that so crazy?
I mean, from what I've seen, you are a fantastic mother. So,
oh, thank you. That's my life, like my kids. But you know, they go to school now, so mommy needs. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling you earlier. Like, I remember when your first one was born, and you put it out there, and I'm like, oh my God, that they're in first grade now.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, it's so crazy. Kids grow so fast.
And you think to yourself, like, yeah, like you could think to yourself, like, dang, I have a first grader.
I know.
Like, they're in the real numbers, the 1 through 12 numbers. So and like when that child graduates and you just think back, like, dang, I used to change this child's diapers and now they're
I
graduating.
know.
That's how I feel about my little cousins, because like a lot of them graduate this year, and I'm like, I've changed these children's diapers. I've changed y'all diapers, and now y'all all about to graduate.
Now they're old enough to do porn.
The thing that kind of messed me up is somebody I know that is in that age that I've known since they were born to now. They messaged me about getting into the industry, and I didn't know
oh
how to.
man,
the thing is,
what do you do in that situation?
I told them, I know, like for me, I told them, like, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life because it's your life, but please don't do it. Because I feel like no matter what and how much I would try to avoid it, that it will come up into my timeline via someone trying to reach.
Oh, yeah,
and it's like, oh no.
You guys will see each other at a party or like on set.
I can
somebody will post something, be like, yeah, blah 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 gives this blah blah blah, and it was so
Then I have a feeling they did it. It'd be like blah blah, 25 man gang bang, and be like, oh. Blah blah, oh, no.
Don't say gangbangs. I miss gangbangs. That's one thing I really miss.
What was the most you've did in one? Or how many people?
I really don't remember, but I'm going to guess like 10. It could have been more. Could have been less. I would say around 10.
I mean, like, since you did say you're only doing your husband now, are you going to try to do that eventually, or
should I make him my cuck boy?
No,
I'm kidding. No, I'm gonna, no, like, me and my husband, we have such a great relationship. Like, he used to do porn too. He was in the business.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna do boy girl with him, and then I would do girl girl, like,
with anybody. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so as much as I miss gangbangs and DPs and stuff, I'll be a good wife.
Technically, you still can do a DP, because they do.
I mean, I've never asked him. Like, oh yeah, he could use like a dildo.
Yeah, like they have those things where it attaches to your dick, and then like one goes under, and then you cross his real member, and then you can do it at the same time.
I mean, he's like put something in my butt while he was fucking me, and like,
see,
that felt great. I mean, that's what I love.
That's still a DP, so.
Yeah, so I'm
yeah,
satisfied.
It's just not flesh.
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's flesh like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have to put the gangbangs and all that stuff to the side. Yeah.
I miss
that. Was my old life.
Yeah, you can't have everything at all times.
Yeah.
You know what? There is. You can't have all the cake, you know, coming back. So.
Yeah.
So is there let me see this. So is there anything in particular that you have coming out soon that you want to tell, you know, your faithful subjects that they can look forward to?
I'm going to be just making OnlyFans today. I filmed the schoolgirl thing. I was like, I'm too old to be a schoolgirl, but somebody sent me a schoolgirl outfit and was like, please, you're not too old. So I'm actually sitting this. On a Brazzers school desk right now. If you guys didn't see.
I see it.
Because my husband, he knows a director who used to direct for Brazzers. And so we got two school desks for my kids. Believe I sanitized them really good.
Oh, no, no.
I like really like washed them good. But so I made a little schoolgirl thing today.
The thing is this. The thing that just throw me off is because you know where that chair has been.
I know.
And then if you just happen to tune in to watch one on that site, and like that desk might have a little scratch on it somewhere, and you'd be like, that scratches on that one.
It's definitely got like lube marks on it. Like little lube stains.
Oh, a little stain. Yeah, like it's a little stain, but the desk. It's funny that like I'm like laughing at the school supplies. Go to the porn director. Yeah. I need some school supplies.
Well, I was like, oh, these will be perfect for their homework.
Yeah. Like, so what are you not using anymore? That's school related. And I'm laughing at this, but it was a shoot area that closed down, and my friend they were selling all the stuff inside of it, and my friend had me go get a desk from them, and they literally have the desk in their bedroom now, so I can't.
That desk was sitting in your garage for a little bit, just there like, what is this random?
Yeah, it was sitting in my
cool garage. Desk.
Yeah, it just. And I didn't sanitize it then, so I hope they did, because I took it from their place, took it out of my car, put it in my garage, and I just waited for the person to come get it. So I hope they sanitized it before they, put it up in their bedroom, because I don't even know if they've used it yet or not, but I can just imagine all the juices and all the juices that like just has been scattered all over that thing.
Yeah, I know all about it.
So what's the craziest thing a fan has asked you for since you've made your triumphant return?
For my poop.
Are you just
doing it? They want me to mail my poop.
Whoa.
I swear, and I was like, is that even legal? Like, I don't...
I think it actually is legal.
I don't think they're going to stop you.
Well,
I don't think they're going to stop in the mail. Like,
okay, well, if they asked me, like, a good number, like, a couple $1,000 or something, then maybe I would consider it. But they wanted it for $80.
So that's like, a lot of trouble to mail some poop for just 80
that's
bucks.
A little, yeah,
that's a lot. I gotta collect it. I gotta travel with it. I gotta package it right.
Yeah. And it's disgusting.
I'm good. And what if it's like runny that day? What if it's soup?
I know, I don't know. It was.
Ew.
But you asked. So that's really what just recently happened to me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember why I quit porn.
Like, as I said earlier, I don't understand people who like poop.
I don't know. Like,
that's just like how the guy, like,
something for everybody, right?
Did someone accidentally poop on you and then you just spread it across your body? You just enjoyed it? It's like,
that's probably something like that. Or like, when I was a kid, I used to love playing with my poop.
Like, did you take Mr. Hanky, the Christmas pool, a little bit too seriously?
Oh, wow. I love that Mr. part. That was the best.
Yeah, I miss Mr. Hanky.
Yes. I actually worked in South Park the other day, the special, and it was a cop-out. Everybody thought Mr. Hanky was coming back. It was, it's weird. And I don't understand poop. That's just, and like, did they And the thing is, like, what do they want? Like, to see a corn kernel in there or something? I don't get it.
Don't make me gag.
No,
I'm just kidding. Nothing grosses me out.
I just am trying to really think of how they wanted you to melt it. But that's
no, I was thinking, I was just, my mind was spinning, like, how could I even do this? But like, no, if it was the right price, I might. But it definitely was not the right price.
Would it even still have, like, you know, moisture in it by the time it got to the person?
I don't know. Would it be stinky? Well, obviously it would be stinky. But I don't know.
Unless you put it in something that, you know, controls the smell, and then you put a whole bunch of, like, lavender or crap, like, over it. It's just like,
but you don't want to ruin. I don't know. This is
too much. I don't think they want the lavender smell. I think
they don't want to ruin the smell of the poop.
No, yeah. I mean lavender around the box. So it's like,
so you're gonna have to have a barrier around the poop. Yeah, it's not worth $80.
Postman doesn't have to smell it.
Yeah, so it's like, somebody just hides it, and then he can open it, like, and then he can play with it.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I told you the truth, but
no. This is a hour about you, and that's one thing I wasn't expecting. I was expecting something, like, you know, crazy, but like someone saying, like, give me a, like a 10-inch thing in every hole, and, you know, you just singing a lullaby or something like that.
There's stuff. There's requests like that too.
But
people write like whole scripts and stuff they want you to do. Which I'm down for.
See,
but
I appreciate the script process. Does that mean they took time out?
I love that.
Really,
I love
really articulate everything that they actually want, and hopefully they're paying for the actual, you know, storyline, because that's like someone sent you a movie, so here it is. The movie.
I love that. I think people get, like, super creative, and it's fun.
I think we lost CW. But yeah, actually, we actually did an hour already. And honestly, it's good to see you back. And I am glad you are out here doing things again. That you're out here doing things again that you, you know, enjoy a little bit, you know. And I hope that everything you do going forward is absolutely fantastic. And are you planning on going to any industry thing as a returner?
No, I have kids now, so I just stay at home and watch them.
I mean, you could just, you know, pop in. It's like, hey, I'm alive, and then leave. So
you know what? Maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, I am not pressuring you to do anything. I was just asking.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I just started my Twitter like a few weeks ago, started the OnlyFans a few days ago. I feel like it's all
coming together.
Yeah. So, you know what? Maybe I will. That would be fun.
Because I do know, like, and I jokingly say this, you are one of the people who I've spoken to the most in this world. I mean, in this industry, that I've never met in person.
Oh, wow. We have not met.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like we've met.
I even have pictures of stuff that you were supposed to receive at events, because it says your name.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to go to this.
And you didn't show up for them. I'm like, dang, I have never met AO in person.
Oh, wow. I know, because I'm lame. I don't ever go out.
Oh, no. It's just like, you know, you got bigger and better things to do.
No, okay. Like sleep.
sleep is better than some of the stuff, events.
No, but yeah, I feel like I've already met you before. That's so funny that we really haven't.
Yeah, we've never been a person.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But
well, what? Okay, one day we're definitely, I'll go to something and we'll meet one day.
And I can say, I've been hell. And I can, you know,
give each other a hug.
Make me an AO t-shirt and have her sign it, you know. And it'll be for the like a picture from like when we first met, and it'd be like, oh my goodness, that's an old picture. But no, where can everybody find? What's your current social media? So everybody who loves you, who have loved you for years, you know, can find you.
I'm on Twitter at Ashley O'Ryan, AshlyOrion. And then same with Instagram, OnlyFans, Sex Panther. What else am I on? I think that's it right now.
Do you have a link tree yet?
Oh yeah, I've made a link tree. It's in my Twitter and my Instagram.
Yeah, so everybody, I want you all to go click that link tree and follow each and every one of those thingies. Yeah. And when you go to our OnlyFans, there's an option there that says buy 24 months. Go ahead and click that one.
Oh my God.
So you can, like, that's 24 months. 12 months, I'm sorry. 12 months. And go ahead and just get the whole year so you don't miss nothing this year. CW, where can I find you really quick, sir?
CC Fitness LA on all platforms, pretty much. And CCFitnessLA.com.
And we are The Barbet Misfits on Instagram, Barbet Misfits on Twitter and on Facebook and on... That's right. And I'm Ross, R-A-W-S-E-A-R-R on Twitter and on Instagram. Miss Ayo, thanks again for coming on. I know you had a
Thank you so much for having me. Type, this is my first like interview or anything back. So
yeah, like I knew I had to hurry up and make sure like I jumped in to make sure, hey, I got an exclusive.
I know you got me. So, Ayo, thank you so much. This was so fun, you guys.
So, but again, everybody, yes, you are very fun. Like, if y'all missed the Tiny Tat era with her,
that was fun time.
Doing anything and everything on there, you missed a lot.
I was young and full of energy.
But make sure you go out and support her, and we will see you all next week.
All right, cool. All right.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.